offer to drive. Just know you're alive, mine's gone. I've been thinking about your distance before you threw me in the air. Oh, out there in the distance, you can bring it to me in the air.
Hello everyone, this is Nico, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Radio, a freeform radio station. And I have a friend here today to join me. Oh wait, let me turn your mic on. Where is it? Okay. Wait, say it again.
Hello.
This is Johnny, and he'll be joining me tonight from 1 to 2 a.m. Okay, so that was Remember When by Wallows, and this tonight I just wanted to do like a nostalgia based playlist because it's my last show before the summer, and not all these songs are necessarily about nostalgia, but just like, I don't know, just like a warm kind of vibe to the songs. Okay, so next up we have Cobra by Geese. Hope you enjoy.
Should be shamed, only daughter.
that was Cobra by Geese, and next up we have a song called Roommates by Malcolm Todd. And I chose this because, well, obviously I'm gonna be missing my roommates over the summer. shoot, sorry, I just coughed. Today they both left literally at the same time for my triple, because I had a triple with two roommates, and I'll be seeing them next semester, so it's fine, and like possibly over the summer. But it was just such like a bittersweet feeling, also because I realized when I was saying goodbye to them that I was wearing the same outfit as the first time I had ever met them, which seems like kind of really recent actually, but yeah, it was just like a full circle moment. So yeah, here is Roommates by Malcolm Todd.
Situations I'm not choosing, and we both want to say I'm sorry for something that we cannot stop. You've been alright, you're losing time for me and our fight, so I'm done writing for you, baby. Now this gonna be the last I got.
Okay, that was Roommates by Malcolm Todd, and yeah, it's just, I guess, an ode to my roommates. Shout out Sylvia and Emma. Yeah, wait, I'm gonna ask, or how do you feel about your roommate, Johnny?
My roommate, his name's Liko, and yes. Shout out my roommate, I know you're playing Mario Kart right now, and hopefully you have fun. I know every night, every morning when you wake up, And the next song.
Okay, the next song is Missed Calls by Mac Miller. That was Missed Calls by Mac Miller, and next up we have The Trip by Still Corners. This is kind of a song that just, like, evokes, like, the same feeling that I get when I get, like, nostalgic. So, I don't know, this is just a sweet song, so I hope you enjoy. Okay, so that was The Trip by Still Corners. And, oh, you can introduce.
And now this is a different song that's called Greaser by Crying Nudes. So, I don't know how I found this song, but I'll make up a fake story. So, this one day.
it doesn't have to be that loud.
Okay. This one day, I was walking down the street, and then I saw a sign that said Greaser by the Crying Nudes. And I was like, that sounds like it's going to be a good song. So I was like, okay.
Bro, okay. Enjoy, I guess. Okay, so that was Greaser by The Crying Nudes, and I'll do the talking now. So this next song is called Living Room by Quiet Light. And Quiet Light is an artist that I've been listening to for a few months now, but I'm seeing her this Saturday, so actually tomorrow, in New York, which I'm so excited about. It's at this venue called Public Records, and I guess this isn't really target audience, but I don't know. This is like a exciting moment for me, because I'm going back home to New York tomorrow, and oh, that's not true. In 2 days. Oh,
bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Anyways, maybe I'm not even that much better at talking. Okay, so this next song is "Living Room" by Quiet Light.
First time someone has said,
Okay, that was Living Room by Quiet Light. And next up we have, I think they're a Japanese band. They're called Satellite Lovers. And I've played one of their songs earlier, last month, I think. But this song is called Sunny Day Holiday, which I feel like is a very fitting song for the start of summer. So, yeah, hope you enjoy. so that was Sunny Day Holiday by Satellite Lovers, and the next song is actually another song request, or recommendation by Johnny, if you want to introduce it.
Hi, my name is John.
Do you want to introduce the song?
Yeah, this is Rainy Poppy Fields, 2022 Remastered by 800 Cherries, and I thought it was pretty nostalgic, even though I recently found this song, so, yeah.
Okay, hope you enjoy. So that was Rainy Poppy Field by 800 Cherries. Thank you, Johnny, for the rec. And next up we have... Oh, wait, this is another song rec from you. Do you want me to introduce it or do you want to? It's the Elijah one.
What's that? Okay, this is one of my favorite songs right now. Granted, if you're listening right now, this... I put you on this song, and thank you for liking the song also, and thank you for having a dream about this song too.
He had a dream about this song?
Yeah, it was like, he told me he had a nap dream. He was taking a nap and had a dream.
Whoa.
And then like, I was also in the dream, and we were like on an airplane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, that makes sense because you're the one that introduced them to him.
Oh, in the airplane, because...
Right. Okay. Okay, what's the name of the song,
Johnny? The name of the song is End of Life by Elijah A-I-K-E.
Ike? I don't know. Okay. But here goes End of Life by Elijah Ike. End of Life by Elijah Ike, and next up we have an Alex G song. It's called Memory, and this is, I guess, kind of fitting with the nostalgia, like, vibes before summer, or I guess just as summer is about to start, and, like, kind of reflecting on the year prior, kind of like the school year ending and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know if that's, like, that's definitely not what the song is about, but just the name of the song. And yeah, I went to Alex G's concert a few years ago with one of my best friends, and it just, like, whenever I think of him and listen to his songs, I think of her, and, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just, like, a very wholesome, vibe. But yes, here's Memory by Alex G. I grew up with Okay, that was Memory by Alex G. And speaking of memory, I think it's time for our PSA, which tonight's PSA is on dementia. Dementia? Wait, I pronounced that wrong. Dementia. I said dementia. Sorry. Anyways, okay, let's start. Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up.
Oh. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common. But your cognitive numbers are also important.
Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
So that's our PSA for tonight. And next up, we have a song by Ear. Wow, so many body parts. Anyways, okay. So it's their new song that they just released, like, 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's called New Plus Ultra, and they've played it before live. Like, I went to their concert a few weeks ago, or maybe a few months ago now, and they played it live, but it was just, like, unreleased, and I'm glad they finally released it. I don't know if it necessarily has to do with nostalgia or anything, but I just like the way it sounds, too, so I just thought I would include it. And, yeah, Ear is a bit, or I guess a duo that I highly recommend if you like are into kind of more like electronic kind of glitch core or whatever, like experimental music. So yeah, here is New Plus Ultra. New New Plus Ultra, or as Sharon would say, Boobless Boltra. Okay, shout out Sharon if you're still listening.
Sharon. What's up, Sharon?
But, okay, next we have Ode to the Mets by The Strokes. And I feel like this song, along with just The Strokes in general, are very, like, nostalgic to me. And they're very summer vibes, I feel. So that combined together, I feel like encapsulates, like, the vibe that I'm trying to go for tonight. And I've also seen The Strokes live. I highly recommend. They're coming out with a new album soon, which I'm so excited for. It's going to be released on my birthday, so yippee. but did I say the title already? I don't know. Okay, it's going to be Ode to the Mets. Okay, enjoy.
Your tricks wasn't too hard. It's the last one now. I can promise.
Okay, so this is Ode to the Mets by The Strokes, and I just wanted to say that since this is the last 5 minutes of my shift, I wanted to reiterate that this is Nico and also my friend Johnny, and you are listening, or you have been listening, to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is my last show before the summer, and I'm so glad that I got to do this before I left. But next song is Champagne Supernova, and obviously I had to end with Oasis because I feel like that's like ultimate nostalgia core or whatever you call it. But yeah, I'm just really thankful for all of the people that I've gotten to know and become like close with, and this is just kind of like a way to end my freshman year. So yeah, thank you for listening, and any final words, Johnny? Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
This is good. Wow, this is my second show here and my last show of the year. Thank you, Nico, for having me. And enjoy the last song ever.
To exist. In the world of songs. Okay, bye. This is Champagne Supernova by Oasis. Bye, everyone. Have a great summer.
Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova. A champagne supernova in the sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eyes. Down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne. Special people change. How many lives are living strange?